Well, it's Christmas party time around the country and around the world. It's a time to celebrate, right? But sometimes things go awry, and when they do, there can be big legal ramifications. Indeed, over the past year, there's been a number of court decisions involving career-limiting behaviour at Christmas parties. Athena Kollmeyer from Workplace Law tells the story of one case that brought one employee of the construction firm Leighton Boral Amey into the courts. She's speaking with Damien Carrick.
Well, this was a very interesting one indeed. So this was a 2014 Christmas party at the Novotel Brighton Beach here in New South Wales. So the time of the event, which becomes relevant later, was very clearly stated to be 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. There were bar staff who were there who were supposed to be monitoring the responsible service of alcohol. But unfortunately, there was also an esky full of bottled beer to which employees just started to try and help themselves after a period of time, and nobody stopped them. So at no point was Mr. Keenan refused the service of alcohol, and he gave evidence that I think he'd had something like 10 or 12 beers plus some vodka. So he quickly became intoxicated. He didn't recognise one of his colleagues and encouraged them verbally to go away using the F word.
Told them to F off, I think.
He did. He then was describing one of the board members, which is always an excellent thing to do for your career progression, as the C word. He was having, I guess, a chat-up conversation with one of his other employees who used a prearranged signal to try and get herself rescued. The rescuer also got told to F off too. And then at 10 o'clock, the time came for finishing. So those were the things that happened during the course of the official Christmas party. People moved on after that particular official work function and they went to a public bar. Mr. Keenan was quite intoxicated by this time and he kept trying to touch the dimple on the chin of one of his female colleagues, which she didn't particularly appreciate. He then decided to kiss one of his other colleagues and told her that he was going home to dream about her tonight. And then on the way out, he told another one of his female colleagues that his mission was to find out what colour knickers she had on. She told him that they were white and she was absolutely not interested, just by the way, in terms of her evidence.
So what happened as a consequence of this behaviour at the party?
After the party, there were a series of complaints made. So his employment was terminated for the incidents that happened at the formal work function, at the public bar afterwards, and then on the street in relation to the taxi. And after the dismissal, Mr. Keenan brought an unfair dismissal claim. Now, this one was interesting because where people are behaving pretty outrageously at these sort of work-sponsored events, termination of employment is a natural consequence. But with this one, Commissioner Williams made some interesting comments because he criticised the employer for allowing Mr. Keenan to drink to the point of being very, very intoxicated without any control. So there was very direct criticism levelled at the lack of control in relation to the alcohol. And they also said that the termination of the employment was well beyond what the events at the work function actually warranted, considering that Mr. Keenan was essentially a clean skin and had a good employment record over a relatively long period of time.
So he's successful in his unfair dismissal action?
He was successful in his unfair dismissal action, and that was a bit of a shock to all of us. But what the Commission wanted to make really clear is that there is a line between what is a work-related event where your work performance can be called into question and what happens in an employee's private time.
That's Athena Kollmeyer, employment lawyer, speaking with Damien Carrick, and you can hear more of that, Trouble at Christmas Parties, in the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30. It's 12 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia, if you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell, media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.